Good morning. It's 7:09, and we've got extremely local news for you from Block Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey on the Team Hybrid phone line. How you doing, Seamus?
I've always dreamed of having theme music playing as I've come in, especially the Munsters. This is great.
So the United Center, not open for sports for fans, but you can go visit the Michael Jordan statue and Bobby Hull and Stan Mikita, and then vote on Election Day there, right?
Yeah, that's right. The city and the county, they've been looking for ways to expand polling places. A lot of polling places have moved during the pandemic, but yeah, for the first time, they've opened up the United Center as a polling place. It's one of those super polling spots where anyone can come there to vote. You don't have to live near the United Center, and you can do in-person registration. You can drop off your mail-in votes, or you can vote in person. So it's they're trying to add a unique place. Spread people out. There's lots of places to park. If you're going, they tell you to park in Lot K, which is just off of Adam Street. They're setting up all of the polling places right near the Jordan statue, which, as people probably know, is no longer outdoors. They built a big atrium around it, and so it's you're basically under the shadow of MJ dunking over a blob of metal.
6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday at 1901 West Madison Street. All right, let's talk about what's happening in Rogers Park. Now, we heard about the AMC theaters being available for private parties, and now what's going on with the new 400 theaters?
Right. This is another example of local movie theaters and the chains that are really just sort of scrambling to bring in some revenue, any revenue during the pandemic, just to stay alive. This is the new 400 theaters, which is it's on Sheridan Road, 6746 North Sheridan Road. People have probably driven by it a million times. It's a little tiny theater, but they do have four theaters carved out into it, and they just announced that just due to customer demand, they're going to start renting out the theaters for 3-hour blocks to anyone that wants to pay. I think it starts at $200. You can get a concession package where you can help pay for the folks to work there and make popcorn. The part that caught my eye is you can bring in whatever you want. So if your kid wants to bring in PS4 or if PS5 is out by then, you can go and watch them play games for 3 hours. You can bring in your own. You can bring in a Blu-ray. You could bring in whatever you want. I was already dreaming last night and trying to talk my kids into. I said, let's get one of these. We'll get Grandma and Grandpa, and we'll watch Christmas Vacation in December. We'll get a day in December. So we'll see. They were they had mixed emotions because I think just the idea of being inside an enclosed space is still it's still concerning, but. You can get as many as 25 people in. Obviously, they're trying to encourage people to be within your own bubble. But with 25, with some of the bigger theaters, you can really spread out in there. And I think it's a fun idea. I really miss being inside a movie theater among many places I miss being in. So this would give you a chance to get a little bit of the flavor and watch whatever you want.
Yeah, and help out a 100-year-old movie house to stay in business. I mean, it's the new 400 theaters, but they've been around a while, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. The owner said, listen, we're not making any money off this. This is really just to pay the bills and to keep some people on staff. So it's by no means this is a huge money maker. It's just something to keep the lights on for the next couple months.
And let's go to the south side and talk about what's happening in Pilsen with a landmark church.
Right, St. Adalbert's, which was built around the same time as the 400 new 400 theaters. It
right.
too is about 100 years old. It sits at 1650 West 17th Street in Pilsen. It's the huge Roman Catholic church with the two towering towers out front that have been surrounded by scaffolding for a couple years. The building is really in disrepair. It had to be shut down as a church the last a couple years ago. The archdiocese said, listen, we don't have the $3-5 million at this point to fix those towers. And there's been a fight on now for what's going to be next. The latest turn, to the delight of preservationists and the friends of the church, the city said they will make it an official city landmark. They'd been hesitant in the past. The building has been sold a couple times to developers with sort of unclear plans exactly what they would do. But those deals have fallen through, and it's back up for sale now. But this is something the residents had really asked for, like just preserve the, at the very least, the exterior and the roof and the towers. It doesn't mean that it will ever be a church again. It likely will be some sort of housing. Residents are looking for affordable housing in there. There had been a plan in the past to make luxury apartments within the towers, which didn't sit well. But this, in terms of the structure itself, the city has definitely listened to residents and said, listen, okay, we will go through the process. We'll get it landmarked, and at the very least, we'll preserve that. It will look like this for a long time. Whether it's going to be inside, that's going to be really up to the archdiocese and whoever it sells it to.
Now that's what's going on at 1650 West 17th. More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thanks as always. You have a good weekend, and I'm required by FCC rules and regulations to say this to everybody I talked to on the phone this morning. Don't forget to move your clock back 1 hour before you hit the hay on Saturday night.
Fantastic. Yes, thanks for the reminder. That's actually the first time I've heard it. So.
Yeah, I'm going to actually set mine back 2 hours because I need a little extra rest. Have a good one, and we'll talk to you next week.